is in school, but while school's off, and he really, and he will train him also to do like a trade.
All right. Okay. I want to, of course, dedicate all the words of Torah that I'm going to say to the three missing Jews who were taken by absolute kidnappers. Obviously, it goes without saying that we're thinking about them. We are worried about them at this point. And that's exactly what I wanted to speak about, worrying about them and thinking about them this morning. If you recall, on Sunday, we spoke about davening for them and if it have any use. Today I want to speak about thinking about them, so I want to first of all mention their names and dedicate all the words of Torah that we're going to say to their safe return and their safety right now. Yaakov Naftali ben Rachel Devorah, Gilad Michael ben Bat Galim, Ayal Bat Iritz Teshura, and once again I reiterate on Sunday, I believe it should be part of your Shmoneh Esrei, not just part of your Tehillim after davening. It's not an afterthought. It's a first thought. It should be part of your Shmoneh Esrei. It should be inserted at least into Shomeya Tefillah, into that bracha, and if you ask me, even into Goel Yisrael. But I want to speak about today thinking about them and worrying about them. Is there any importance to that in and of itself? And I want to share with you one of the most beautiful talks that I heard in my life from my Rebbe, Rav Amital Zichrono Livracha. The talk that Rav Amital Zichrono Livracha delivered many, many years ago, and I remember it like today, was a talk that, in my humble opinion, talks about our relationship to God, both in davening and outside of davening. There's a beautiful Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, Amud Bet, 17b, that says as follows, very famous Gemara, V'yavor Hashem al panav v'yikra. You recognize the words? Vayavor Hashem al panav vayikra.
Yeah.
What are they?
I'm going to say them.
Hmm?
I'm going to say them repeatedly.
We say them. When do we say them?
In Tachanun.
Right before Tachanun. In Israel, for sure, many people say it. And when else? It's the opening to the Yud Gimel Mido, the 13 attributes of mercy of God. When do we say them repeatedly, as you said? Holidays on the weekdays when we take out the Sefer Torah, correct. And then we have a prayer of Ribono Shel Olam where we ask God to forgive us for our sins. And that just gives you the hint to when do we say it repeatedly. Slichas! Thank you very much, Slichas. Okay, Natan?
Yeah.
You agree?
Mm-hmm.
So why didn't you answer?
I thought he said Slichas.
You thought he said Slichas? We were sitting right here. I didn't hear the word Slichas. Did you say Slichas until the end? Natan? Now I'm sorry. Next time I'll name a book, pay attention. Not daven your age. We have to pay attention to what we say. We say it every day. We say it every year. We got to pay attention to what's in the Siddur. Nothing, don't worry. I take everything I say with a grain of salt. Bruce, Vayavor Hashem al panav vayikra, says the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Il mele mikra shekatuv, Iyev shalom ro. If the Chachamim didn't say what I was about to say, I would never even dare to say it. What I'm about to say is chutzpah, it's heresy, it's every sin in the book. But since the Chachamim said it, I'm going to say it. Listen to this. Melamed. Sheni tatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishliach tzibur, v'horalu l'moshe seder tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol put on a talis, like a shliach tzibur, like a chazan, and showed Moshe how to daven, and said to him, Amarlo, he said to Moshe, anytime the Jewish people sin, then do this for them, and I will go ahead and forgive them. What's this? The 13 attributes of mercy. And we follow this, and indeed every time we sin, or every time we say slichos, which is a request for repentance, we say the Yud Gimel Midos, many, many times.
Doesn't that sound very simplistic?
It's very simplistic. That's why the Gemara says, Il malei mikra shekatuv, iv shalom ro. It has every sin in the book. It's simplistic. It makes a Kaddish Baruch Hu look human, putting on a talis and whatnot. It's absolute maybe heresy. It goes on and on and on. But this is the ancient tradition. And indeed, we follow this tradition to this very day. Now, if you recall, Bruce, we gave classes on the Yud Gimel Midot in the past, in which we explained what this means. And it's not so simplistic. So I'm not going to go into that. You can go back to the classes and listen to the Yud Gimel Midot classes, the 13 attributes of mercy, and find out it's not magic. It actually has a way that it works. But what I like to deal with today is the beginning of the Gemara. Melamed shenitatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishliach tzibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu covered himself like a chazan. Those two words. Covered himself on the one hand, and like a chazan. My Rebbe Rav Amital explained, we see two very interesting attributes here of God that are very, very important to us in times of crisis. The crisis to be right before Rosh Hashanah, we're getting close to the Day of Judgment. And the crisis could be like the crisis we're going through now in Israel, when we're worried stiff about three teenage boys. First of all, Nitatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God covered himself. What does it mean, cover yourself? He explained that covering yourself with the talis means that you cover up the I. You cover up the person who's egocentric, who thinks only about himself. You cover up the I and you think about the we. When you're davening alone, you can think about yourself. When you're in your private Shmoneh Esrei, you should think about yourself and add in requests about yourself. But when you're a shliach tzibur, when you're a messenger of the congregation, and from my perspective at this point, after hearing the mother and the mothers of the three boys, then we are all their shlichei tzibur because they asked us to continue to daven and to open the gates of heaven. Then ultimately, you can't think about yourself only. You have to put on a talis. You have to take out those thoughts for a few minutes and think about who?
The we.
And not even, I want to say further, it's not even three boys. It's the fact that the Jewish people can't live safely in the land of Israel. This is not an incident that's isolated. This is an incident that's part and parcel of a general war against the Jewish people in the land of Israel. As time goes on, I'm hoping that more and more enemies of the Jewish people will become friends of the Jewish people. But to say that this is an isolated incident, I don't agree. So we are worried stiff about them, and we have to put on a talis for these days, sort of forget about ourselves sometimes, put the priorities straight, put our heads screwed on correctly, and think about these boys. That's what it means putting on a talis. Covering up the me, the I, the egocentric, and thinking about the we. That's a true shliach tzibur. Therefore, I'll say in parentheses, commercial break, when a shliach tzibur, a chazan, stands over there, and he davens his private Shmoneh Esrei, and it's longer than anyone in the congregation, then with due respect, he's being the most egocentric person in the room. Imagine the whole room waiting for him. No, I got to daven with Kavana. You know, your problem, you daven too fast. Well, you're not a shliach tzibur then. If the majority of the tzibur is finished before you, you're not a shliach tzibur. And this has many ramifications onwards and onwards. But close the parentheses. At this very moment, when we're sitting here right now, we have to think about the we, not the I. That's what Nitatev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur means. You put on a talis, you cover up your face, you cover up your body, and you think about the we. That's the first point in this Gemara that I wanted to say. The second point I heard about from my Rebbe that I would like to share with you, and this is the last thought for the morning, is what we spoke about last week, and I want to repeat it in a different context. We spoke about what we say on Motzei Shabbos. What do we say on a Motzei Shabbos? What do we add into the Ma'ariv after Shmoneh Esrei? If you recall, on Wednesday, everyone called it the thing. No. After Shmoneh Esrei. V'hi Noam. Very good. Thank God this week, Bruce, you gave the answer. V'hi Noam. Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Masei Adenu Konana Aleinu. In the middle of that Perek Tehillim, that psalm that we add in after Shabbos, we say, Imo anochi betzara, achalatzeu v'achabadeu. I am with you in your anguish, and I'll try to take you out. Rav Amital said, Nitatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishliach tzibur is one aspect, but Hiradol Seder Tefillah. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is davening with the Jewish people at the time of crisis. In other words, he said that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on a talis and stands with us in davening, then indeed he's basically saying, I'm with you. I'm not against you. I'm not high up. I am with you. I am standing there together with you. We have this feeling of Mia Hale Bahar Hashem Umiya Kumbim Kom Kocho, who's worthy to go up to the holy mountain? Who's worthy to go up to the holy place? But this Gemara puts in us the self-confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing with us during davening. Look, he's davening like we're davening. Exactly like we're davening. He's davening. We put on tefillin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on tefillin. What does our tefillin say?
That Hashem is great.
Really? What does our tefillin say?
There's four parshiot,
four different portions of the Torah, in which we talk about what?
One deals with the donkey. The strange part, the Bechor with the donkey.
And the part is the Shema.
And the other part is the Shema.
That's right.
And the three parts deal with the Shema.
Vayayim Shamoa, Shema Vayayim Shamoa, Kadesh Bikol Bechor, Vayaki Yavircha. Four parshios, basically talking about various aspects of our relationship with God. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin have in it?
One
pasuk. Which?
Right.
We say it at Mincha and Shabbos. Umika Amcha Yisrael. Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Thank you. And who is like your nation, Israel? One nation, one unique nation. That's why, by the way, Rav Soloveitchik did not like when you refer to non-Jews as Goyim, because he said that in the pasuk, Goy Echad Ba'aretz refers to the Jewish people. Therefore, in the morning, Rav Soloveitchik's minhag was not to say Shelo Asani Goy, but rather Shelo Asani Nochri. He wasn't comfortable with that, because he said Goy in means the Jewish people. Very interesting. So when you hear Goyim, maybe you're referring to yourself. In any case, my second point... Of course you have to worry. Oh, in Hashem's tefillin, no. But in our tefillin, I think we should worry about it. The bottom line is that according to this Gemara, Nitatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibo V'hiralo L'Moshe Seder Tefillah, it's like God saying, listen, I'm with you. When you sin, this is the way to do it. He's not saying, when I sin, go find me. You know, you got a problem? Yeah? You want to fight with me? Yeah, no problem. When you need me, I'll lose my number. When I see your number come up on my phone, I'll just... Once upon a time, you used to hang it up. Today, you just have to move your finger. Not answer. God saying, no, I'll take you by the hand. Ve'heralo seder tefillah. I've shown you the way to daven in times of anguish. I am with you. There is a beautiful medrash that says that when we went into exile, God went with the Jewish people into exile. And therefore you can understand the halacha that we're fulfilling right now. Where are we sitting? In a shul. In a shul. A shul has kedusha or doesn't have kedusha? Has sanctity or doesn't have sanctity? Of course it has sanctity. Where does the sanctity come from?
From the Aron.
From what?
Maybe from the Aron.
How does the Aron give sanctity? If you put an Aron in your house, you don't have sanctity in your house. You have an Aron with sanctity. But you don't have a house that has called a Migdash Me'at. A small base HaMigdash. Where do those words come from? Right, so it's a small Migdash. Yechezkel says Migdash Me'at. The Gemara learns every small shul is a Migdash Me'at. How does a Migdash Me'at? How do we take the Kedusha from the base of Migdash and transfer it to Teaneck, New Jersey, to Johannesburg, South Africa? Answer, Imo Anochi Bitzara. God went into Golos with the Jewish people. His Shekhinah doesn't remove itself from the Jewish people. He's with the Jewish people. He's not someone that goes, it's not God that goes ahead and says, well, if I punished you, I'm away. Enjoy yourself. God is with us. Sometimes we don't understand it, because if God's so with us, how does all these things happen? And that's why we ask the question. Well, if God wasn't with us, you wouldn't ask the question. The only reason you're asking the question of where is God is because you feel that God is with you. So if God is with you, why isn't everything working out? Why isn't everything going straight? Indeed, it says at the beginning of the Slichos, if you recall, Echar amar libi bakshu panai. Your heart says, look for me, ask for me. Bakshu panai means not just ask for me, but ask for my face. Mamish standing face to face. Et panecha anochi mevakesh. So God showed Moshe, this is the way to do it. So to say now that We have to feel and think about the boys means two things. Number one, we have to stop being egocentric. Put on that Thomas. And number two, we have to understand God is with us in this anguish period. We don't always understand the ways of God. As a matter of fact, most of the time we don't. But God is with us and we have an obligation to talk to Him and to daven to Him and to indeed go ahead and do what we can to bring these boys back. Because kiviyachol, God showed Moshe Seder HaTfilah. This is the way to daven. He took him by the hand and said, this is what you do in times of crisis. You need slicha mechila. You need to be repented for your sins. This is the way to do it. So those are the two points I wanted to make this morning. Think about the boys means, A, don't be egocentric. Put on that talis. Number two, it means to understand and to know God is with us and we have an obligation to talk to Him. If God wasn't with us, so you know, you sit home and you say, it's terrible, bring me a beer. Oh, it's awful, all right, time for my nap. God is with us. In our Golos, and definitely in the land of Israel, where the Pasuk says, quoted to me, Eretz, Hasherinei Hashem Elokecha ba mereishit shana v'ad acharit shana. The land in which the eyes of God are in from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. So we have an absolute obligation, if God is with us, to talk to God and to ask God and to besiege God for what's happening now. Because God is with us. He showed Moshe the Seder HaTfilah. So A, you have to cover yourself and think about other people at this point, at this time of crisis. And B, you have to go ahead and remember that God is with us. God showed Moshe the Seder HaTfilah. He showed him how to daven. He didn't say your problem. He showed him what to do when the Jewish people are in a time of crisis. Those are the two messages I had this morning. And I think that part of our particular series of being normal would basically push you and to make you understand that if you want to be normal at this point, you have to basically look our tradition straight in the eyes and do what we can. Don't look at our tradition as if it's something ambiguous, impossible. These are very explicit Gemaras and we should follow them. And therefore, we spoke about the importance of davening on Sunday. Today we spoke about the importance of feeling and thinking and talking to God about what's happening now, and hopefully rectifying the situation. Mm-hmm.